Hello and welcome back to As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We are here to help you learn and improve your American English. To do that today, we have two interesting stories for you. The first is about a possible threat from North Korea. Bombs and missiles are not involved, but something electrical could cause great damage if it is turned on the U.S. We'll have details. Then, tunnel warfare. Something as simple as a lengthy hole in the ground can be used to great effect when conflicts arise. Let's get started with part one. A longtime advisor to the United States Congress recently said that the country's electrical system, called a grid, is largely unprotected. Peter Vincent Pry believes that North Korea is ready to attack the U.S. electric grid using electromagnetic pulse, or EMP. He said North Korea tested the plan last year when it put a satellite into orbit. The satellite was in a position where it could carry out such an attack against the United States. An electromagnetic pulse is a short burst of electromagnetic energy. For more on the story, we turn to Katie Weaver.
Mr. Pry said North Korea tested EMP in February of 2013 over the South Pole. The test was done after the country's third illegal nuclear test. Later in 2013, a North Korean cargo ship was stopped as it carried missiles through the Panama Canal. The missiles were hidden under thousands of bags of sugar. Mr. Pry said this was not a mistake by North Korea. He believes North Korea was testing to see if it could send nuclear weapons through the Gulf of Mexico and the Panama Canal without being caught. He said, "We inspected the freighter not because anyone thought there were nuclear-capable missiles on board, but because this freighter is notorious for doing trade with drug cartels and terrorists. And so we were looking for illicit drugs that the freighter might be smuggling, and they found the nuclear-capable missiles." Representative Yvette Clark of New York is the senior Democrat on the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Emerging Threats, Cybersecurity, Science, and Technology. She said she did not know North Korea purposely acted, in her words, to test out or test run the capabilities of approaching the United States with nuclear-capable missiles. But she said she is, in her words, again, in her words, "sure, it is not for the sake of friendly trade, but to do our nation harm." Mr. Pry said a group of Russian generals and two of Russia's top EMP experts met with the EMP Commission in 2004. The Russians talked about the development of a technology for a high-energy EMP attack near the end of the Cold War. It was a kind of nuclear weapon that would produce a very powerful electromagnetic pulse. The Russian generals told the commission, "We have bad news. We developed this super EMP weapon, and during the post-Cold War brain drain, some of our scientists went to North Korea." At the time, Mr. Pry said, the Russian generals told them that North Korea could develop a super EMP weapon within a few years. I'm Katie Weaver.
You are listening to As It Is, and we are coming to you from Washington. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has received much attention for its use of tunnels in its war with Israel. But the Gaza Strip is not the only place where tunnels have been used in a conflict. Some security experts say North Korea has dug as many as 20 tunnels under the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ. South Korean forces and their American allies have found only 4 such passageways between North and South Korea. But the South's Defense Ministry says it continues to investigate the possibility that there are more. Bob Doty is here with details.
Both Hamas and North Korea have built tunnels for the same reason, to give their fighters a way to surprise their enemy. Recently, Israel destroyed 32 tunnels. 14 of them entered Israel. Militants used the tunnels to surprise and kill 11 Israeli soldiers in Israeli territory. Hamas says the tunnels are an important weapon in its fight against Israel. Gaza shares a 59-kilometer-long border with Israel. Israel says Hamas planned to use the tunnels to kill civilians in small Israeli communities near the border. North and South Korea have a border that is 4 kilometers wide and 240 kilometers long. North Korea built tunnels to permit the communist state to send thousands of its soldiers to places several kilometers south of the DMZ. David Maxwell is a retired U.S. Army Special Forces colonel who served in South Korea. He is now an expert at Georgetown University's Center for Security Studies. He said if North Koreans were dressed in South Korean uniforms and also attacked U.S. forces near the DMZ, that would have a disastrous effect on the trust between the U.S. troops and their South Korean allies. Mr. Maxwell said, such moves have for many years been part of North Korea's military plans. David Maxwell says reports from North Korean defectors and pictures from satellites show North Korea has built thousands of tunnels into mountains and hillsides. He says North Korea has placed artillery, ammunition, and medical supplies in the tunnels. In July, the Israeli Defense Force said Hamas had created what the IDF called an underground city of terror with many entry places throughout Gaza. The IDF said Hamas uses the tunnels as places to store weapons, control troops, and, in its words, transport terrorists and weapons. North Korea has not said whether it helped Hamas build tunnels. But both countries are allied with Iran, which has built underground sites to protect its nuclear program from possible air attacks. Ido Hecht is an Israeli defense expert. He teaches military history at several Israeli universities. He says there are major differences between the North Korean and Hamas tunnels.